I want to talk to you guys about growth today because it's something, it's just a topic I've been thinking about a lot recently, and how as you grow older, the decisions that you keep making every day amount to something that you either are meh, you're not happy with it, it's just there, or you hate it. You either have mixed feelings about it or you hate it. And there's no in between. For example, okay, so I'm going to talk about growth in diverse, in different ways that we experience it. And then just kind of reflect on how that has changed as I have grown older. And of course, I'm growing older. And if you've been listening to this pod for a long time, then you've seen or heard or hung out with me while I go through these changes of mind. Like, the way I thought when I was 20 when I started the podcast is not the same way I'm thinking now that I'm 25, and I don't have the same views to some extent, and other things have been harnessed and other beliefs have been completely lost as I have grown older. So if you've been listening for a while, you can already tell that this podcast is very just me and my thoughts. It's an audio diary. So let's just start with physical growth. I think bodily growth, I mean like in the vainest, most physical way, that kind of growth, you don't really think about it unless you did growing up. And now you're forced to think about it and to make such big decisions. And it's scary, to be honest. It's quite scary, like just making these decisions and... like, for example, the decision to work out. As you grow older, you realize that when you were studying food groups in high school and primary school, it really isn't the same thing as in execution, because I think the older generation kind of taught us that healthy was just organic. Organic is healthy, and that's it. So as I have grown older, I've realized that organic is not always healthy. And just because I chose an option that is totally, like, say, for example, I choose to eat ndomas every morning. That's a heavy carbohydrate, I think. Or let's just say, like, I choose to eat boiled potatoes. They're boiled. And just because they're boiled, you think, oh, that's a healthy way of cooking it and eating it. It is a healthy way of eating it, and I'm not trying to demonize food. I'm sorry, but this is an audio diary, and this is just how I think. I should have put a trigger warning about food. So if you get triggered about... if you have triggers that revolve around food, I advise you to skip a little to the future of the pod. You can just skip a little forward and then you'll find a space you can probably withstand. So, for example, I eat a boiled potato every morning. Now that I'm older and now that I know my body and what I need to do with it to look how I want to look or to kind of work towards what my goal is, I know that that's not a healthy option for me to have every day. Like, it's just because I added some spinach to the side doesn't make it what my body requires at the time, or doesn't necessarily push me to the front of my goals, like to just reach my goals in terms of what I want. Of course, if you want to gain weight, that's 100% something you should probably do. Try fry them too. I don't know, girl. Just get some ketchup and some cheese and put in some bacon in there. But I know that that's not a good decision for me. And I have grown in terms of having to unlearn whatever it is that I was taught and kind of doing more research and trying to exercise these things. And, you know, it's a trial and error kind of thing. So it also tests your patience. It's not easy to do. And I hate the notion that people automatically... think that just because you're bigger, you're lazy and you're just bold. that you even exist outside is like such a bold move. You're so confident. Would you rather I would have stayed in my bed? Yeah, I know you would, but would you rather that I just didn't exist altogether? Because that's the kind of comment that you're bordering on. That's what you sound like. Honestly, I hate that you're so confident. Compliment. Is it a compliment? I don't know. Maybe it is for someone who's actually timid and thinks that confidence is another way of existing, or is existing in a different kind of perspective. Obviously not in that, oh my gosh, how are you able to be here and you look this kind of way? You know, that's not a compliment. Anyway, so yeah, I've had to physically grow and think about my body and my hormones as a woman. It's a lot. And I know that I do not have any like underlying conditions, but I know that for people who have underlying conditions that affect their hormones, life can be really difficult for them. You know, you have people suffering from people who actually have PCOS. It's heartbreaking, the kind of pain and endo and, you know, just hormone-based illnesses are just difficult. I've seen it in my friends. I've seen it in women that I love, and I don't wish them any pain like that at all. It breaks my heart to see them like that. Anyway, I'm not necessarily giving advice or doing anything about this point. I'm just giving them because I feel like speaking on them. It feels like a topic that's left unspoken about. And so as a result, I am a bit lost. I don't know. I feel lost. Next is my emotional growth. I would say since I was born, I've been an emotional being. I've been emotional for a really long time. But when I was a kid, I was not necessarily big on showing emotion. Like, I was hard to cry, but I laughed a lot. I laughed a lot. I laughed so hard as a kid. And then I got to, like, puberty, and for some reason, I started crying because I was happy, and I was so confused. Like, suddenly, I'm so happy, I'm crying. That was such a foreign concept to me. I remember questioning it as a kid and being like, you're happy, so let me get this straight. You're happy, but you have tears in your eyes. Explain. So in my head, that's just how it was. But as I grew, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm going through bigger, more complex emotions that I had no idea existed. And that breaks your heart as you grow older. That's also the element of just getting a broken heart and remembering and pondering and staying with it, pondering over it over and over and over and over with 100 other different scenarios. Of the same kind of pain, or also the same scenario in 100 kind of ways. Just heartbreak becomes more complicated as you grow up. It's just different. I think as a kid, I used to forget. But now it's just like, oh my God, do you remember when this happened to you? And my heart physically, I wish I was lying, physically breaks. It's like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? Is it like a heart attack? Is it like a... Bruh, it's so excruciating. I got my heart broken on 31st December. And I couldn't believe how I couldn't cry also. I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying, but I was hurt. Oh my God. I'm about to do the fool. My heart was broken physically. It's not even funny. Like, I feel like you're not taking me seriously. Heartbreak is so it's the most invasive. Okay, at least to me. I've learned that also. There are some adults who navigate life being able to live life in compartments, like to compartmentalize things. My cousin, who's a doctor, and she's like a really good doctor. She's super smart, like freakishly smart. She told me that when something is breaking her heart, she'll go to work, have like a really super productive day at work, And then she will feel the feelings when it's time to feel the feelings. I was like, what do you mean you have the time to feel the feelings? Like, what I understand is postponing. How she said she compartmentalizes. Like, when she's in hospital, she's in hospital. She's working. Nothing about heartbreak is on her mind. And I was like, oh my God. How much was that skill? And where did you learn that? No fucking way. Do you know I live my life in one big circle? It's like everything is involved with everything. And my emotions. Oh God, I thought I stopped recording and I'd been yapping for a while. My feelings have just... What was I saying? Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. My feelings have just become more complex and more difficult to navigate because they're all also in like a circle. And then the things that I've been experiencing are so grown. They're so adult and they're so new each time. It's like, gosh, I've never done that. Like when I had got my shower head fixed, oh, sorry, actually, my bathroom was being renovated. So I didn't have a toilet for like 4 days. So I had to like navigate my life around having no toilet. I had to go to like someone's house. I also needed to be here to see if they're fixing it properly. So I had to like, I was moving around a lot. And it felt a lot like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. This is insane. What the fuck? And then I have like other things to panic about. Like life is coming at me so fast. I have school. I have work. I have like social relationships. And for me, I also have parasocial relationships. People have parasocial relationships with me. Or is it like a two-way relationship? I need to research about that. But I also have like social media, and it also comes with like a lot of not being able to necessarily live your life to the extent that you would probably want to. Just speaking for myself, I intend to live as happily as I can all the days of my life. And I don't physically allow stress to get to me because I'm like, okay, I can't sit here and mope the whole day. I do give myself time to feel like I can just bed rot and do absolutely nothing and heal or actually strengthen and re-energize myself for an upcoming day, probably usually the next day of something major in my life or something that I want to mark as the beginning of something in my life. Yeah, so the fact that people are able to live life in compartments is insane to me. And especially with ADHD, I don't think that's something I can do. However, if I medicate over a long period of time and I find a kind of cocktail that works for me, I think I would be able to. I don't think I was always like this. But that's just me. I'm not sure. And that would also cost money. Oh, God. Being an adult is the most insane thing ever. Like, what do you mean I feel like I would be calmer if you gave me this and you're charging me so much money for it? Oh, capitalism. Anyway, also just being a young adult and navigating life alone. By alone here, I mean without a partner. I was literally talking to my cousin the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, wait a second. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship where the man was like outrightly just like, you're the love of my life, queen of my heart. I don't know if it's me who's into emotionally unavailable men, which brings me back to a problem that I definitely have, if that's what is happening here. However, I also feel like the partners who don't do me wrong or who I have not done wrong, so it's just like we've had like a clean breakup, everyone's living their life, you know, I don't usually really remember them. It's like, oh yeah, you, like I'll accidentally meet them at the club and I'll be like, okay, yeah, hey, how are you? Like, completely forgot you existed, by the way, in my head, of course. But like, it's always nice to see them. Like, God bless them, honestly. Like, I like clean breakups. Now, the messy ones, I have like two messy breakups. And I just feel like that's it's so I hate it. It's like the worst. Don't go through it. If you can avoid it, just don't do it. Anyway, so back to my point with the emotionally unavailable men. I just feel like they are usually emotionally available. It's just that I only remember the bad experiences. So I have decided that being single is definitely what works for me the best. I'm at my happiest when I'm single. I'm almost miserable when I'm in a relationship, by the way, actually. It's like I feel drained and I don't know, drained of energy and life sometimes. So it's like, so why am I even doing it? I can just chill by myself. Chilling by yourself, though, it comes with things. Oh my God. I feel like I'm single. Like, I am single as fuck. And I don't have a man to think about that I feel like I am in love with. So, I don't know. I'm just living life alone. And it's nice. It's great because when we hang out with my friends or a friend group or I meet people, they're always going through some shit with their boyfriends or girlfriends. It's like they're always... But when I meet those niggas, none of them are going through shit with their girlfriends. Okay, except the ones who actually tell me. Okay, I will say men generally do not talk about their girlfriends. But in the last month, I think I've met like 3 heartbroken boys who have outrightly told me that they're heartbroken. Oh no, oh my God. One was actually going through it. Ugh, I hope he's doing better. Anyway, so navigating life in your 20s by yourself is pretty chill. You get to do whatever the fuck you want, actually. Like, you live life within the parameters that you create for yourself, and you can do whatever you like. It's like life without the burden of feeling like you have a heart outside of your own that's walking around with someone else and they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. That's just like scary and anxiety inducing. So I have chosen the life of admiring from a distance, and I think it's going pretty well. So far I have met the love of my life and the father of my children. And I will never see him again. Like, that was it. That was my chance, guys. And it's gone. And there's not much I can really do about it. Because I actually got, like, his phone number. But then he left for America. And he... What did he do? Oh, yeah. So I got his Instagram and I posted a girl who was, like, chubby. And he was, like... This is lazy. Lazy is not attractive. It's not hot. Something along those lines. I even forgot because I was like, delete the shit. Like, I blocked him immediately. I was just like, my kind sir, I do not... Okay, enjoy the rest of your life. I'm gonna... Goodbye. You know that hello, goodbye TikTok. Yeah. That was just like, oh my God, swear? Oh my God. It's really crazy for you to sit there as a man, a 35-year-old man, and tell me that she is lazy just because of this one photo of hers that you've seen. That's the most diabolical thing ever. Mind you, this girl had lost weight. I was like, oh, sir, you gon' hate me. I am not your type. Goodbye. And I did not tell him all that. That was just what I was thinking. And I was like, you know, this is why being single is like the best thing. Because imagine if I pursued things with him and we like got really deep. And then later on, I realized that he speaks about other women like that. I can't believe the heartache because he was so attractive. Like... He was so hot, but then I know like he was gonna be like controlling, because he told me some shit along the lines of, she used to do what I asked when I asked. And I was like, You had a servant? I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Anyway, yeah, so I had to leave because that was crazy. I was like, my foot is barely on the door, but I'm going to just turn around and close this one. I think I walked into the wrong room. Anyway, we're talking about growth. Ugh, God, I keep getting carried away. And life alone, that's what I was talking about. Life alone is just interesting. Oh, excuse me, I'm yawning. Life alone is just the best. It's like you can wake up at 3 a.m. and be like, you know, I'm going to go for a little drive to my friend's house. I'm going to see her. Or you'll just be chilling and you'll be like, I want to start classes. I want to learn how to make spoons from scratch. You can do whatever fuck. Like, I'm actually living my dream. This is what I thought I would live as a child. But it was always so, it felt so like I was exaggerating and overstretching the truth. Like, I was stretching the truth thin. Not even the truth. Like, I was imagining my own things. It's like, yeah, when I'm older, I'm going to, like, have a car and I'm going to have a house and I'll be playing music all throughout the house and I'll have, like, a speaker and I'll shower with music. And that's what I used to think about as a kid. But those were just such little aspirations. But to my childlike mind, to my child mind, actually, because I was a child. To my mind as a child, I was just like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever. I was like, yeah, I can't wait to drive through the rain at night while I listen to Easy FM. I loved Easy FM as a child. Oh my God. Me and my cousin Vanessa, we'd sing through all the songs. Me, Vanessa, and Cynthia would just be sat in the backseat and our auntie Sue would drive through town with us. And sometimes it would get late after she'd taken us to buy chicken. And then we'd go to her house and dance to Love is Wicked all night. Oh my God, life was so good. And I was like, yup, this is 100% what I'm going to do when I'm older. And it's what I'm doing now that I'm older. It's just like, now I have to think about the future while I'm enjoying it right now. Honestly, this is the best thing ever. And I would advise every girl to live alone before you get married. If you do intend to get married, I don't think I intend to get married or have children. You see, I have changed my mind. Like, life comes at you fast, guys. Anyway, so if you intend on getting married or living with a man long term for the rest of your life, I highly advise that you live by yourself first, because you need to know what you like before you can know what you like together as a couple. You get what I mean? It's like, I've had my house for 5 years now. I moved out in 2020, end of 2020, so I would say around 4 years. And it's just the best thing ever. It's like, I know where my pots are. I know how I like my pots cleaned. I know how I like this curtains to drape over my house. Except my curtains drape really badly over my house. Ugh. Anyway, I know that this is not the kind of couch that I want. I notice I like to sleep on the left side of the bed. I think I want a girly cute bed. I think I like masculine, musky, big, male energy things, or super nice, soft, lush, feminine things. I don't know. You just need to live by yourself so you can understand who you are as a person. That's what I advocate for. Of course, if you like, you can take or don't not take my advice. I haven't figured life out, so I'm just telling you my experience of things with things. Because more often than not, when you start to live with your partner, you kind of get lost in each other and you become so codependent. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, Ben Gidai is haunting me right now. Okay, so you need to live by yourself, basically. Plain and simple. I think you'd love your space, even if it's like a studio, even if it's like a single room, a bedsitter, whatever. You just need to live by yourself. Know how you like to make your bed first. You know what you like to eat for dinner by yourself. Figure it out, because you should exist as a person before you get lost in another person. And then you realize that you've placed your entire existence and everything about you in somebody's hands, and now they're determining how your day goes, how your future is gonna go, where you live, how you live, how your children should treat you. It's the most diabolical thing when I think about how, if I had a husband and children, he can 100% influence how my children relate with me and how they choose to treat me. It's so fucking scary, man. Like, as a woman, I've just had to sit. You know, I'm at that age where I feel like if I slip up right now, my whole life could do a somersault, but a broken one, to the ground, head to the ground. Like, I just know that, oh my gosh, you know, I need to go to work and it's 8:10. Guys, I need to shower and go to work. I'm supposed to be in the office by 9. But as I was saying, I just think that if I make a mistake right now, I'm gonna fuck up my life, and I cannot afford to. It's like crucial that I take care of myself and that I choose to live life within parameters that make sense. Like my mom says, within logic, do things within logic. And I agree. And she also says, don't be on the wayward. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna be on the wayward. And she also says, like, a lot of other things. I love my mother. Guys, I think we've come to the end of this episode. I'm gonna quickly upload it. No, I should do that at work, because quite frankly, I do not have time. So you enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you when I do, which is probably in the next couple of days. Bye. I love you.